And now a look at Monday sports. We recap the weekend, and it was a very successful weekend for Southwest Wisconsin track and field athletes. At the WIAA State Meet, held at Veterans Memorial Stadium Complex in La Crosse. On Friday, Richland Center's 4x8-meter relay team finished 14th in the state. Owen Dreyer, Ryan Stadler, Kiernan Culver, and Robert Button finished off an outstanding season. Also, Ithaca Weston's 4x8 team, Clayton Lee, Ethan Burkram, Brayson Garcia-Boland, and Sam Jones finished 8th in their division with a new school record of 8:19.07. Kickaboo LaFarge with an outstanding weekend. On Friday, Adric Egge was 3rd in the 400. Also, Ava Young, 5th in the 100. And the girls' 4x1-meter relay team grabbed a state championship. Katie Rando, Riley Cade, Chloe Walter, and Ava Young. Also, the girls' 4x2 state champions, Katie Rando, Riley Cade, Chloe Walter, and Ava Young. The girls' shot put, Tierney Arndt, took 12th place. Some events were postponed until Friday because of inclement weather in La Crosse. And among those events, Owen Dreyer, Richland Center's freshman, finished in 9th place in the 3,200-meter run with a time of 9:34.72. And one of the final events on the day Saturday, Danica Pauls capped off an outstanding high school career in track and field with an 8th place in pole vaulting. 10-6 was her best vault on the day at state. River Valley's Aiden Hill was 5th in the 200-meter dash over the weekend with a time of 22:08. For Ithaca Weston, Clayton Lee capped off an outstanding career in track and field and cross country as well with an 8th place finish in the 1600-meter run and a time of 4:32.06. Kaylee Carter, Riverdale, was 11th in the girls' pole vaulting competition. Saturday success continued for Kickaboo LaFarge. They had some good showings as well. The girls' 4x4 was 9th. Katie Rando, Braylon Carter, Kendall Andelsick, and Chloe Walter, and Tierney Arndt was 11th in the discus throw. Also, Landon Turgeson took 16th in the 1600-meter run, Adric Egge 3rd in the 400, and 12th in the 200. The boys' 4x4 relay team took a state championship. Jeff Olson, Arlen Walter, Theo Parr, and Adric Egge. Congratulations, their time was 3:21.60. In the high jump, Theo Parr, 13th place. Adric Egge, 2nd in the long jump, 22:375. And a first place championship for the 4x2-meter relay team, Katie Rando, Riley Cade, Chloe Walter, and Ava Young. Also, Boscobel's 4x1-meter relay team, they finished off at 15th place. Cameron Hogan, Carter Heen, Nathan Gunderson, and Cooper Leffler. The 4x4 Boscobel Bulldogs finished 8th. Nathan Gunderson, Cameron Hogan, Graydon Richter, and Cooper Leffler. In the pole vaulting, Cameron Hogan finished 3rd with a vault of 14:03. And in the girls' 400-meter dash, Maddie Kinnett was 13th. Turning to baseball from over the weekend, the Cazenovia Reds home talent team lost 7-3 to visiting Black Earth yesterday. The Bombers scored 4 runs in the opening inning, and the Reds spent the rest of the game trying to catch up. Black Earth was led by Clay and Mark Caminiti at the plate. Clay was 3-for-4 with a double and 3 runs scored, and Mark was 3-for-5 with a home run and 3 RBI. Bryce Hopwood was the winning pitcher after working 7 innings, and Mark Caminiti pitched the last 2 frames. For Cazenovia, Aaron Hipsch started the game. Sammy Clary worked 7 innings, and Isaac Jennings worked the final inning. At the plate, Monty Jennings led the Reds, going 2-for-3 with 2 scored. Sammy Clary, Isaac Jennings, TJ Stoltz, and Houston Boland all went 1-for-4. Boland and Stoltz knocked in runs in the 4th inning, and Jennings had an RBI in the 5th when Cazenovia pulled it within 6-3, but they would get no closer. With a 7-3 win, Black Earth now 3-1 in Sunday League play. The Reds fell to 0-4 in the conference. Their homestand will continue with a Friday game against Sauk Prairie. This Saturday night, they make up a contest with Cross Plains, and Sunday, they will host Mazamani. Elsewhere in the north, it was a win for Ashton over Wisconsin Dells, 12-5. Cross Plains 7-3 over the Twins of Sauk, and Middleton 9-0 over Lodi. In the west, Hollandale at Muscadet was postponed. Earlier in the weekend, Hollandale lost to Verona 14-1. Argyle 14-4 over Ridgeway. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb beat Blanchardville 8-0. Schulzburg Benton 4-2 over Dodgeville. And Belleville 4-3 winners against Verona. Arena lost to Wyota. That final was 4-1. Sun Prairie 12-8 over Cottage Grove. Rio beat Monticello 8-4. Monona 16, Poinette 2. Columbus 12-2 over DeForest. In the southeast, Utica 6-5 over McFarland. Evansville beat Stoughton 4-0. Jefferson 4-1 over Footville. And Fort Atkinson 6-2 winners against Lake Mills. The season came to an end over the weekend for the River Valley girls soccer team. They tied Lodi in a very outstanding 80 minutes of soccer, one goal apiece, and then it went to shootout with Lodi winning. Lodi advances after a regional championship to face Aquinas. They knocked off Wisconsinites Barneveld 4-0. Also in Division 3, Platteville Lancaster continues to represent the Southwest Conference after a 2-0 win against Bigfoot Williams Bay. McFarland 7-0 advancing in the tournament. Delavan Darien was a winner against Mount Horeb 2-0. And Belleville New Glarus beat Lakeside Lutheran 4-0. Sauk Prairie stayed alive with a 3-0 win against Toma in the regional title. And La Crosse Central 7-2 over Portage Poinette. WIAA baseball gets into the sectional level. Games tomorrow include at Riverdale. Viroqua and Laconia will meet in the first game at 10 o'clock. And in the second game, game two around 1 o'clock, it will feature Dodgeville and Fenimore. The championship tomorrow will be played at 4 o'clock at Pickering Park in Muscadet. They will have two gates open, ticket takers stationed there as well, $7 admission for the game, and there will be concessions available at Riverdale all day tomorrow. A 7-run rally in the sixth inning powered the Brewers to a sweep of a weekend series in Colorado. Milwaukee trailed 3-1 before the big inning and won the game 12-4. Rookie Shane Drohan picked up his third victory. Gary Sanchez hit his first home run since early April. The Brewers maintain a 5-game lead in the National League Central Division. Manager Pat Murphy was asked if they had an aggressive approach at the plate yesterday.
Nothing we do intentionally. You know, you're trying to be a master of the ball strike. You're trying to get the pitch you want to hit early in the count. That's no secret. You know what I mean? There's no secret plan for that. It's thinking too deep into it, really. You know, we got some aggressive guys that are swinging the bat good and are confident. So sometimes that leads to early swings.
Manager Pat Murphy was asked about the weekend, a weekend sweep against the Rockies and a Saturday night game in which Jacob Mizorowski did not want to come out of the game and wanted to stay in and help the cause.
Yeah, he said he wanted to stay. No, he just said, I want this. I want to stay. Middle of the order was up, and he wanted to finish what he started. He understood the ramifications of having to bring in leverage relievers, and, you know, he came up big. And he pitched there. He didn't just blow people away. He pitched. And I thought it was a really good sign. You know, he got that ball off the calf, and it's going to swell up. But, you know, he wanted to stay in there.
The Brewers on the road. They'll take on the Athletics in Las Vegas starting tonight. The Cubs lost to San Francisco 2-1. Mets 7, San Diego 3. Arizona 5-1 over Washington. St. Louis beat Cincinnati 5-3. Atlanta 3-2 over Pittsburgh. In the American League, the Yankees 6, Boston 1. Toronto 6, Baltimore 4. Detroit 5, Seattle 4. Athletics 5-0 over Houston. Kansas City 6, Minnesota 5. Texas 10-0 over Cleveland. And an interleague play, Miami 4-1 over Tampa Bay. Philadelphia 9, the White Sox 5. Angels 13-5 over the Dodgers. The Packers need to improve in at least three areas if they are to return in the NFC Championship game. Coaches hope new additions can help remedy the problem at cornerback. The Green Bay defense also needs some help putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks, while All-Pro edge rusher Micah Parsons rehabs from a knee injury. And also over the weekend, the AmFam Championship was played Sunday at TPC in Wisconsin. The team of Darren Clark and Ben Crane held off a hard charge from the team of Kenny Perry and George McNeil. Tournament host Steve Stricker and playing partner Mario Tiziani finished 7 shots off the pace. Steve Stricker was asked how it felt playing with a new hip. He had a hip replaced recently.
I'm a little fatigued. My left side's a little fatigued. My left hip area is, it's not sore by any means. It's just tired feeling, you know, but I haven't been walking, you know, golf. I walk a lot, you know, but I don't do this, walk, swing, play. I haven't been doing that. I've been riding in a cart.
With a look at WRCO Sports on a Monday, I am Phil Neigh.